This goes to Dr. Kozlowski. It's Kozlubski, fax 989-463-1534, regarding Beverly Detweiler. D like David, E, T like Tom, W-I-L-E-R. Date of birth 9/27/1952. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Detweiler with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, secondary to diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. She had an initial consultation done on July 13th of 2021. And she states she's feeling well. She has gained 11 pounds over the last 6 months. And her Losartan, she's tolerating 50 milligram twice a day, the maximum dose, without symptomatic hypotension. And it seems to be working very well for her and controlling her blood pressure well. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no edema or claudication symptoms. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, in addition to the Losartan, she's also anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice a day, and other routine medications. She does not use any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical examination, her weight is 116 pounds, pulse 86, blood pressure is 128 over 78. And labs, most recent lab studies were done October 13th of 2021. We did have her repeat a urinalysis on October 18th. The initial one had 2 plus blood and 1 plus urine esterase with some white blood cells. So with the clean catch specimen, there was no urine esterase. There was no protein. It did show a trace of blood, so we are going to be rechecking that with her next lab. And otherwise, that showed no urine esterase with that specimen. Her hemoglobin is 12.8 with a normal white count and normal platelets. The creatinine is 1.0 with estimated GFR of 55. Calcium is 9.8. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 3.7. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 6 months, so she would have them done again in April. We'll repeat the urinalysis, a clean catch midstream urine at that time, and also the renal chemistries. And she should follow a low-salt diabetic diet and avoid oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And she's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.